are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bendy. That's Trey. And the time is now. How you doing, buddy?
I believe the time is now. Doing pretty good, man. I'm excited. Best ball. We haven't done that yet this year, so I'm excited to get out there and show us our skills.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love me some best ball. We're going to get into a draft with some tips to help get you where you need to be. But first, we got to get a quick message from our friends over at Manscaped. Cannonballs! This summer, it's not about the size of those cannonballs. It's about making a splash with our friends at Manscaped, Trey. Prep for barbecue season by making sure your grill master has the hottest dogs this summer's ever seen. When you're at the cookout, let the meat speak for itself with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. It's time to get ready and not sweaty by going to manscaped.com using promo code SUPERFLEX20. You're going to get 20% off and you're going to get free shipping, Trey.
Worldwide shipping, that is.
You're darn right. We love those guys at Manscaped, but guys, we're here for a reason, and that reason is a best ball draft. Trey, why don't you kind of explain to the people who aren't really super familiar with best ball how that whole thing works?
Yeah, so basically best ball is for those people who are tired of, you know, getting the team, drafting it, and then having to deal with managing the team all throughout the year. People are like, no, the draft is my favorite. I just want to draft. That's all I want to do. Well, that's what best ball is about. You get in there, you draft your team, and you set it and forget it. I mean, you don't ever go back. There's no team managing throughout the year. You once the draft is over, that's it. That's all you got to do. And you can do as many drafts as you want. You can join as many leagues as you want, and you can make as much money as you want if you're good at it. So basically what you do is you get in there, you draft your team. You know, it's a little bit bigger team because of the way the roster works. And what the best ball does is it takes each player for every week. They takes the best player on your team in that position and puts them as a starter. So basically you don't even have to be like, you'll never deal with that problem of having the high points scored on your bench, because the best ball will just take that guy and put him as your starter. You never have to worry about it. So basically, every player you draft is on your team. Now, the downsides to it are, you know, if somebody gets injured or something like that, there's no waiver wire. So you're just done. You get that guy off and then you're the waiver wire and then you're done. So you have to make sure you kind of, you know, check out the backups and reach for some of these deeper guys and kind of really almost like, play Clue with it. You know, you got to find the right strategy and the right people who you think is going to survive and take over for a backup or something like that. And so basically you get all those guys on there, and then every week best ball picks the best player on your team, puts them in the starting spot. And if you win that week, whoever you're going against, you win. Never have to deal with it. So it's just one of those set it and forget it things. And for people that love to draft, it is great for that.
Yeah, exactly. Cause it's basically unlimited. You can just draft as many as you want. Tommy in the comments, let's go. Let's go, Tommy. Speaking of let's go, I think our draft is actually about to start, buddy. So let's go.
Yes sir.
Perfect. We are drafting at the seventh spot here, and it's half point PPR, which brings me right away to our first tip, and that's going to be know the format. You know what you're getting at. If you're half PPR, you need to be ready to draft players going to help you half PPR. I've seen super flex with these. I've seen all kinds of crazy things with these. But yeah, Trey, let's see. Seventh spot. What are you thinking, buddy?
Well, I'm thinking that a lot of the guys we're looking at right now are going to be off the list. As I say that, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase goes.
Well, what do you think we should start, maybe?
It's looking wide receiver heavy. So I kind of feel like we need to get one of those top guys if we can before all these great wide receivers are gone. Depending on who's still there, I like a AJ Brown. I like a Tyreek Hill. I think AJ Brown, you know, he's had some rough weeks, but a lot of his weeks are high scoring weeks.
We got it. What do you think? Diggs, AJ Brown, CD Lamb, one of these guys?
I like AJ Brown out of the guys that are listed there, just because AJ Brown has the highest ceiling, in my opinion, for the Eagles team.
If you like him, you get him, buddy. First on our list, we got AJ Brown starting with a wide receiver. You got a tip for us, buddy. Tip for these best ball people here.
Yeah, so basically, like I said, you want to go for these high ceiling guys, these guys that may not perform great every week, but they have these weeks where they just explode and they're consistent with that. You know, these guys that get three touchdown weeks and stuff like that. These are guys you want on your team because best ball is going to put them in the starting position whether you like it or not, and you're going to win weeks that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Those boom or bust people, kind of the fantasy terminology that you hear all the time. Boom or bust is the people that I think are can really help you out. Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, in regular drafts, you know, I'm kind of one of those people that I try to get guys that are just kind of middle. I get a lot of middle range guys that kind of put up a solid amount of numbers, don't always go crazy, but really never struggle. But in this, you kind of want those guys that will go crazy and they'll have some weeks where they struggle. But most of the time they're going to go crazy for you and they're going to guarantee being your starter spot.
For sure. For sure. You want those, you know, you still want those consistent fantasy producers for you, but you also want to get those guys that are going to just boom for you, because sometimes you're going to get their points, sometimes you're not, you know.
Exactly. Let's look at some of these picks that are coming off. Bijan Robinson, CeeDee Lamb, Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor. Okay, so there's some running backs coming off the board, some of these heavy hitters.
We're up in four picks, buddy.
What's a running back board look like right now, just to see who's still out there? Nick Chubb, Tony Pollard, Derrick Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, a lot of great guys still out there. Breece Hall, I mean, I don't know. Do you think we should stay wide receiver here, or do you think we are worried about one of these big running back guys coming off the board?
I don't know. Let's see the wide receivers again. We got at the top Amon-Ra, we got Waddle, we got Olave, Devontae, T. Higgins. I don't know. I think I'm not seeing a ton of running backs come off the board, so maybe we should grab if Nick Chubb is there, I'd love to grab Nick Chubb or Henry. One of those.
Yeah, and recently they just talked about how Nick Chubb is going to be starting more as a receiver. So
Nick Chubb went.
He just went. Oh, dang. Okay.
What about old Hendo, Derrick Henry?
Hey, I'm not mad at Henry. You know, people think that he's washed, and I'm not on that level with him. I like Derrick Henry a lot.
All right, let's do it, buddy. Let's do it. Henro, gotcha. All right, yeah.
What I was saying, though, is Nick Chubb, they're talking about him being more and getting more receiving work, and so that's better for half PPR, just for those guys out there that didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Nick Chubb has been working with receiving out of the backfield a lot more, so I'm excited to see what he'll do for half PPR leagues.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Nick Chubb. I mean, you get this guy with the ball in his hand, catching it. I mean, dude, he's going to be a beast. I know he kind of slowed down towards the end of the season last year, but, dude, he can get you where you need to be, especially if he's catching that bad boy. No Kareem Hunt also to worry about over there, so that's something I like to see.
Now, my thing is, with another thing kind of along with tips-wise, is and best ball stacks are really good. And that's one of the things I kind of want to look at, because Jalen Hurts is going to go quick and we got AJ Brown, and that's a solid stack.
He's still there. He's still on the board.
Okay. But see, there goes Mahomes. I knew somebody would go there first. And,
Mahomes first quarterback off. When it comes to best ball, I mean, how do you feel about quarterbacks, Trey?
I mean, quarterbacks are going to be, you know, you kind of want anywhere from two to three quarterbacks on your team. You don't really want any more than three, but you want these guys that are, you know, are going to produce, and they're going to be, you know, high number guys. You want one of these top guys, and you want to stack with them, because if their receiver goes off and they go off, you almost guarantee win your week in that two-spot slot.
Yeah. And I also think that you want to go with a guy that you think you can trust for most of the season, like just mm-hmm. your main quarterback that's going to hold you. But you also want to check his bye week. And that's going to lead me to another tip is prepare, be ready, know what you're doing and have a backup plan for your backup plan. You need to know what's going on when it comes to, you know, best ball schedules, stuff like that. It doesn't take a ton of research to do some of this stuff, but you can figure it out, and we're on the board.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts went two picks ago, so we kind of got sniped there.
Let's check out the running wide receivers.
Yeah, I was thinking that. You know, I wonder if let's see who's still there.
We don't got much time, just so you know.
Yeah, scroll up to the top again. Debo, Amari Cooper, Christian Watson. I mean, Christian Watson, I don't hate.
I think we could wait, though, don't you?
Yeah, I think we could.
What about Amari's a good boomer bust type guy.
You better grab him.
I'm grabbing him. Oh, I missed it.
Oh, and he gave us Josh Allen? Okay. You know what? Blessing and a curse. Jeez. In disguise, I think.
Bro, I was on it. I swear. God, it went so fast. So fast.
That's all right. I was just looking to try to get a stack, but hey, with Josh Allen, we can get some stacks in here at some point, and we can wait on receiver for that stack a little later. Get somebody like Gabe Dave, who is perfect for, you know, this kind of, he has those volatile weeks where, you know, he'll do nothing for 3 weeks out of nowhere. He'll get four touchdowns, five touchdowns, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and he'll tear it up. You're right.
So that's one of those deeper guys that you kind of want out there, even though, you know, he might not do great most of the time. Those weeks, he's going to win you weeks when he has those crazy weeks.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a question about best ball, guys, don't feel free to put it in the comments, and please like this video for us and subscribe to our channel. We got big things coming in the future. You want to see it, you want to be a part of it. And Amari Cooper goes off the board too. Like I said, those boomer bust guys.
Yeah, Amari Cooper was a good pick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I just, you know, I took too long. Oh, where we want to go, buddy? We're up in five picks. I think we need to get another wide receiver here.
I think so too. But man, the top three that are on the list right now, I don't care at all. I mean, besides Christian Watson, I think Christian Watson can have that kind of boom with where he's at. But it's just, I don't know. It's risky. And, you know, they talked about Romeo Doubs being the kind of go-to guy for Jordan Love. And so that scares me a little bit to go Christian Watson.
But. Yeah, I've been hearing that. Romeo Doubs is kind of stepping up to be a Jordan Love's guy. I think Christian Watson is a safe pick, though. I mean, if he does anything like he did last year, we saw him in that game with Jordan Love, and he did great. So, you know, maybe it seems like the wide receiver board cleared off pretty quick, didn't it?
I mean, we could always take a risk on DeAndre Hopkins. That's what best ball is all about. Yeah. If this dude finds a team, he's obviously going to put points on the board. It's just decide when he's going to go.
Mm-hmm. Mike Williams is a great best ball type of boom or bust type of player. I mean, right?
I agree with you. And also DJ Moore, I feel like, has the potential to be a really great pick. I just don't know if it's early enough or you know what I mean? I think it might be a little too early
right now. So what do you think? Debo, D-Hop?
I like to be risky. I think D-Hop.
D-Hop it is, buddy.
I think I guarantee you he gets a team and he goes crazy. You know, that could be, what is this, the fourth round? That could be a freaking league-winning pick right there.
Hey, I like it. We're up in 12 picks. Hey, what about old Dalvin Cook, man? Hey, real quick. 420 Fantasy Hustler popping in. What up, Fourth and Flex crew? What's happening? What's happening, buddy? I know Huss over there is not a big Dalvin Cook fan.
No. And the latest news I've heard about Dalvin Cook is that Miami has offered him a contract, but he's weighing several contracts right now, which I haven't heard any more about where those contracts are coming from. But I mean, we'll see. I still think he's going to end up in Miami. I haven't heard any other names, you know, publicly, so who knows?
Yeah, we're going to find out. They offered him a contract, but like he's weighing his options. Does that mean like he got a couple people out there? It's like, hey, Dalvin, here you go, man. And he's just trying to figure it out.
Or if he's just trying to hold out a little bit, you know, just to make him sweat.
Mm-hmm. And Huss says, if Cook goes to Miami, I'll like it more than probably any other team he could end up with.
I can dig it.
Yeah, I mean, that fits perfectly. They really don't have their number one running back, like guy they can depend on. So I like Dalvin in Miami. I mean, it scares me a little bit. Don't they have enough weapons over there in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely benefit the team quite a bit, but that's exactly why they offered him a contract, you know?
And we are up in four picks, Trey. As of right now, we've got one quarterback, one running back, two wide receivers. Real quick, I think it's like the average thing to be more prepared. And this is going to lead me to another tip is, three quarterbacks, five running backs, seven wide receivers, and two or three tight ends is usually about.
Yeah. And on the tight ends, you really want to get those guys that are going to be touchdown boomer bust kind of guys. The touchdowns is really where it matters at the tight end position. You know, you get those guys, get two touchdowns and you're like, bam, you know, like DJ Rashid Shaheed or somebody like that.
DJ Moore or Christian Kirk, buddy?
I like DJ Moore for best ball. And if it was a redraft, I would go Christian Kirk. But I think DJ Moore has the potential to go crazy. And like I say, best ball is one of those set it and forget it things. So if that's a mistake, you know, we move on. We got another draft to do.
You're right. TD Good popping in with that fire.
100.
Yes, sir. That's our dude over there, always popping in, showing his love. I appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, guys, hey, if you're watching anywhere, go ahead and hit the like button and follow your boys over here at Fourth and Flex. We appreciate the love, as always.
What's the running back board looking like right now?
Yeah, I think it's about that time. He's down a little bit.
Yeah.
But we got Miles Sanders, Damian Pierce, Cam Akers, D. Swift, Pacheco, and there's old Dalvin hanging out with no team.
Yeah, right. Man, it's tough, but you know, I hate to take two players that don't have a team. I like Miles Sanders. I think that he can produce for Carolina. I think he's going to surprise some people. Some of these other running backs kind of scare me here. Damian Pierce, I mean, what's the latest news on when he's going to recover? When he does, I'm sure he'll be great.
And looking healthy at OTAs, buddy.
Okay, see, and Damian's kind of that dude, you know, especially with the new quarterback in town. I mean, I think it might be Damian Pierce's time to shine, you know?
Yeah, if he's there, we're up in four picks. I think he'll be there, but we're going to find out.
Cam Akers and DeAndre Swift, both those guys I kind of feel like I would rather not get in the sixth round. I'd wait a little bit on those guys.
Yeah.
You know, I'm taking Dalvin Cook over both of those guys without a team.
Up in three picks, real quick, Huss says, we got to get you guys in a Hustler best ball division, $10 per team. 10 offensive starters, 5 IDP flex starters, 15 bench. We've already drafted 42 divisions.
That sounds fire, bro. That's a big team.
Yeah, it is. Huss is always over there doing big things, man. I love it. Check out Old Hustlers Leagues, man. Go to his channel, subscribe. You'll find out all the crazy leagues my boys got over there. IDP, man. IDP master over there for sure.
And don't forget to check out the 420 Special Olympics.
Hey, coming at you.
That's some very special games they got going on over there.
Yeah, definitely. We're on the clock, actually, with 18 seconds left. And
Damian Pierce is gone.
Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, I like it, bro. Let's go crazy.
Hey, why not?
Get us two players without a team. We know what we're doing.
But two players who are guaranteed to get a team and guaranteed to
go off.
Make a mark. Well, maybe not guaranteed to go off, but guaranteed to make a mark on that team for sure.
Yeah.
We're up in 12 picks. What's going on? What are we looking at? What do we need?
Ooh, we got Burks down there, boy. Burks, you know, they're saying he's looking healthy, looking fit, looking faster than ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like me some Burks.
Yeah.
Tony, I mean, you know, I'd be scared to draft him and be able to hold him all year because if he gets hurt in the first two games, then you just got a dead spot on your roster the rest of the year in best ball. Redraft leagues, you can drop him, find somebody else on the waiver, but best ball, you're stuck with dude all year, so that kind of scares me.
You know what I like? I mean, this is kind of looking ahead, but for our second or QB down the road, I bet you Derek Carr will be there, and Aaron Rodgers will be there. People are hating on old Aaron Rodgers, man.
I don't know why, man. I'm excited, and I've never been more excited about Aaron Rodgers.
I know, me exactly. I feel the same way, man.
Time to see him in a different light, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Let's see what you look like when you know, you starting fresh and you know, just getting things going. It's
same drama every year, you know. Can't win a playoff game, struggles. Coming back next year, win the Super Bowl. Can't win a playoff game, struggles. Now he's got a whole fresh new setup, and we're going to see what he does with it. I'm excited to watch it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're one pick away. After this pick, I'm going to hit you with another tip. What are we thinking, buddy? Wide receiver Gabe Davis is there if we want to get that stack.
I do like that. But, man, Brandon Cooks is there too, and I'm excited about Brandon Cooks. That's a tough spot for me.
I think Brandon Cooks will be there on the way back, though.
You think so? Yeah,
I do. I do. Look, we got one quarterback, two running back, three wide receivers. What do you think?
All right, let's do it. Let's get the stack, baby. Stacks. Best ball's about stacks. Let's get the stack.
Mm-hmm.
Get those got five em. Touchdown games.
I got them. And I bet you, I mean, I don't, I bet we're up in nine picks. Surely.
It's possible. It is possible. But if not, we will find somewhere to pivot because that is what we like to do.
That's right. That's right. And to my next tip, and that's, you know, take wide receivers early and often. You want to get these wide receivers, man, because it seems like in best ball, all the top people that I've seen win big money have done it by mostly wide receivers. They're having good wide receivers that can fill in where you need them to. The boom and bust guys, like we talked about already, get you them wide receivers, man. Load up.
What's the tight end room looking like right now?
We got old Evan Ingram hanging out at the top.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kincaid down there. We got Chig Okonkwo. I've actually watched an interview with him the other day, and he was like talking about how he's really worked hard. You know, the team. He's talking about the off season is for pointing out your negatives, and that's what he's all about. He loves when they point out his negatives because that's what you build on the off season, so that way you don't make mistakes in the season. Which I like the way he said that, and I'm excited to see what the team will do for him because dude did all right last year, big O.
Oh yeah, you know he filled in admirably for sure. I really think we could wait on tight end. I think we need to, for sure. You know, but I think, you know, worst case scenario, we got old Dalton Schultz hanging out over
still down there, baby. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, we got a quarterback, two running backs, four wide receivers. Let's bust open. Let's just keep the running backs, wide receivers up here. We got Pickens at the top, Elijah Moore, Michael Thomas. I don't hate old Michael Thomas. Antonio Gibson, Piran. I think those are good later round guys that are going to have their moments. We're on the clock, buddy. I'm going to let you do it. What do you think?
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Man, I don't want Elijah Moore because we got DJ Moore, right? So,
well, you don't like having two people named Moore on the team, or
11 seconds. Go, Michael Thomas, baby. I'm loving it.
All right.
The man is back. We are going volatile as it gets, baby. We got two guys with no team, and the third guy has sucked for 3 years. But you know what? He's been at the top before. He knows what it tastes like. He wants it back. He is hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is. Speaking of guys who are hungry, Devontae Parker signed a new contract with the New England Patriots. Yeah,
3-year deal, man. I mean, you know, they need something, hopefully he steps it up. But the Patriots, man, it's one of those teams I don't even know if I want to watch this year. The Patriots and the Cardinals, and if they play each other this year, that's going to be the worst game ever to watch. And now that I say that, it's probably going to be the best game of the year.
Yeah, exactly. You know how that pops off. The Patriots honestly haven't been super fun to watch in a few years now. If I could think of one thing that happened that, you know, possibly could have changed circumstances.
Bill Belichick's still on the team. I don't know what the difference would be.
Tom Brady, man. You already know. You already know.
All right, let's see. We should probably get another running back. Yeah. Is that how you feel?
I think I'm feeling that for sure. I like Antonio Gibson if he's there, or
P. Ryan.
You know I love me some P. Ryan. McKinnon's hanging out down there. I think we could wait and snag him at the end. Oh, Tank Bigsby.
Mm-hmm. He's still down there deep. I think that's a good best ball player right there, Tank Bigsby, because he's going to get those touchdowns, that goal line work. It'll be good for those volatile weeks. You know, he might bust in two, and then bam, you got your RB2 spot filled easily with your, you know, late round pick.
So I'm thinking I'm going either Gibson, Pirine. Not Pirine. Pirine's gone. I'm thinking about Gibson or, I don't know. Hey, Jamal Williams with that heart still hanging out.
Yeah, and he likes them touchdowns, touchdown vulture.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm thinking about either Jamal.
Gibson's gone.
Of course he is.
That's the way it works, baby. You like somebody and then they gone.
That's going to bring me to another tip, man. Be prepared. Play the board as it goes. You know, have a backup plan to your backup plan. I'm up. I'm going to get Jamal.
I like it.
The man with the heart.
Bam.
I don't know, sorry, buddy. What do you think? You think we got an all right team going on?
I do. I think we need to, let's see. We got two New Orleans players. We got DJ Moore. We got Josh Allen. We got Derrick Henry. We got AJ Brown. Can't forget about that one. Bro, I'm feeling pretty excited about our team, to be honest with you. I mean, AJ Brown, Devontae Hopkins, and Derrick Henry.
With Josh Allen is hanging Allen. Out up there. Look at that. Yeah, Josh Allen, Henry. I like it,
mad
too.
At it.
No, not at all. Not at all. We'll see what we're looking like right now. We're up an 8. Where are we at? How many of what do we got? We got one quarterback, 3 running backs, 5 wide receivers, and we got 0 tight ends so far.
Yeah, let's... Man, what do you let's think? See. A lot of what, tight ends coming off the
round,
board.
What round are we in right now? 10? The 10th round? Oh, well, it's about to be the 10th.
Yeah.
I like grabbing some tight ends now, don't you?
Yeah, I think we need to at least go ahead and get one out there just to – and Dalton Schultz is still down there, man, 5 deep. I think he's the pick right now.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that's a disgrace on his name to have him that low on the list. But
hey, Juwan Johnson. Remember him last year? I'm thinking Juwan Johnson might be a sneaky, sneaky good tight end this year to look out for.
I agree with you. He was the one that had like what two or three games back to back, 2 touchdown games. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. We do already have 2 New Orleans players on our team. so that's one thing to keep in mind, because you don't want to have too many players of the same team on or from the same team on your roster, because then, you know, bye weeks and things like that, you know, get a little funky.
For sure. I'm just going to hold on, old Dalton Schultz. Lands with the Texans 3 months ago. I'm just going to be ready to go click.
Hey, sometimes no news is the best news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, buddy. You're not wrong at all. We're in the 10th round, 18 rounds total, half PPR, best ball draft. I'm loving the way our team is shaping up here. And
it's our turn, and the Schulte boy is there. Let's get him.
Clink. Bro, this might be like... This might be a winner right here.
Oh, yeah. Winner, chicken. What?
Another. Dinner. I apologize.
Sorry. Yeah, there you go.
What do you think, buddy? You got any more best ball draft strategies to throw out there?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's honestly, I find it fun. Even if, you know, you are not sure about what to do and how things are going, you know, best ball is cheap. Get out there. There's, you know, there's a lot of $1, $2, $3 teams or whatever. Get out there, get your team. That's what it's all about, bro. It's drafting and it's practicing drafting, and it gets you ready for redraft with the idea of getting to have a team and possibly winning some money later in the year. Mm-hmm. But it's a set it and forget it deal. I mean, there's people like, you know, Huss popped in. He said they'd already done 42 drafts for best ball. I mean, that's the kind of numbers I'm talking about. Like, you get out there, you set all these teams, and you learn more and more every time you draft. So, I mean, what does they say? Repetition is great.
Yeah, I've heard that many times.
You know, the more reps you put in, I mean, it's just like going to the gym. The more reps you put in, the bigger you're going to grow, and the stronger your brain is going to be with draft strategies.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I love it. We got to put that on a t-shirt.
Repetition is great.
Is great.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it, man.
Write that down, buddy. Write that down.
Let's see what we got.
Yeah, what do we got? Picks. We're up in three picks. One quarterback. We got three running backs, five wide receivers. I'm liking, we got Romeo Doubs hanging out over here. Jacoby Myers, who just went.
I like some Romeo Doubs.
We have... I can't remember. Watson, no, we so, didn't. Yeah. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I like Romeo Doubs. I think it was better. I'm glad we passed on Christian Watson so we could look at Romeo Doubs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Adam Thielen. I think people are kind of sleeping on him this year, man. I think Adam Thielen.
I agree with you. And DJ good. Down there too, though.
Yeah, they'll do down there. Curtis Samuel, you remember him last year? He kind of helped you out of nowhere, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, dude. Curtis Samuel was my dude for a little bit. I mean, he had some high number weeks.
Mm-hmm. But then he just went whoop and nothing.
And I've heard that they're excited to bring him back to that high number week talent. So, you know, we'll see. But Washington's one of those teams that scares me to have any players on. But
unless it's scary Terry, I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you always go for scary Terry, but he's still scary.
Yeah, he is. We need some running backs, buddy, I think.
I just saw Jerick McKinnon sitting there, ain't out. I don't know if he'll make it back to us, but that's exciting.
In eight picks, I don't think so.
We're not looking. Taking Zeke.
Yeah, he doesn't have a team.
We don't want to be the no-team team.
Yeah, what about Cordarrelle Patterson? I think people are sleeping on him a little bit, too.
I definitely think he's going to get some work.
We'll play a versatile role in 2023. Versatile.
There you go. And if something happens to Bijan Robinson, who knows?
Right, which, God forbid, we don't want anything to happen. But things happen. That's what
you have to account for in best ball. I mean, you have to think about people who tend to get injuries, which obviously Bijan's a rookie, and so we don't know too much about that. But, you got to keep that in mind when you're looking at some of these backup guys here. I mean, Jaylen Warren, you know, outside of Najee getting hurt, you know, when he came in, he really cleaned up. I think he's a solid backup here. Mm-hmm. But Jerick McKinnon is one of those dudes that's he's gonna have those weeks, man. I don't know why he's so far in drafts, man, because he is just constantly putting up points at the end of the year last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, dude. Every time he turned around, this guy was in the end zone catching him too.
We were like, on an 80 yarder.
Yeah, dude, just whoop on mofos. And there he went. Yes. I swear there somebody is watching us literally as they're in this draft with us, it feels like. So we need to grab a couple running backs.
Tank Bigsby still there.
Tank, we got Tyler Allgeier. Donta Foreman. Oh, that backfield's pretty crowded, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh, Gamewell.
Oh,
that backfield's a little crowded, too, but he is established.
I like Cordero, honestly. He's down there a little bit, but I think off this board here, maybe Singletary. Singletary might be a good grab, too.
Actually, yeah, you're right. But we didn't get Pierce, did we? So
no, we're on the clock.
But even if we did, I mean, that would be a good backup. I mean, who knows? I think Singletary could put up some work.
You know, we're going to find out because we got him. We got him. On to the 12th round, almost to the 13th. Guys, if you are watching this video on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the like button for us. Subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to us on Apple Music, Spotify, go down in the description. There is a link to our YouTube channel, man. If you've never seen our faces, go on there, check it out, subscribe to us so you can see and listen at the same time. I love it.
Just to give you a hint, we're beautiful.
And also, repetition is great.
Is great.
I wish I'd have been recording that. Oh, I am. I'm totally going to make that into a soundbite, dude.
Yeah. Just repetition is great.
Yeah.
You know, I was going somewhere with that. I just couldn't find it.
I know. That happens to me all the time, buddy. All the time.
Great seemed like a great filler word.
No. It was great. All right. We're up in five. I honestly would love to get one more running back, but to be completely honest.
What about quarterback?
Yeah. Well, let's take a look over here.
Let's take a look. Let's see what we're working with here. Jordan Love with the Romeo Doubs stack.
Yeah. Bryce Young.
Bryce Young's out there. we could still grab some Thielen or DJ Chark later.
Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield. All right, Jordan Love or Bryce Young, you pick.
I think Jordan Love. I think Romeo Doubs and Jordan Love are going to have some crazy weeks, and they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Look at that. We got the double stack going on. I love it. We're in the 13th round, moving to the 14th. 18 total rounds in this best ball draft. Something we already talked about. Stack your wide receivers and quarterbacks, which we have done in this draft. So that's always a good one. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't even know. I'm so lost in this draft, man. I'm like reading everybody's picks, and I'm like, we're deep in it at this point. I mean, we got Zay Jones coming out here. What is this? Alec Pierce, Michael Gallup, Adam Thielen. I mean, the fact that Michael Gallup went before Adam Thielen, though, that is pretty sad.
I think we ought to look at our tight ends, man. We probably need to grab another tight end or two. Right. But if I had another tip that I could give the people out there, I would say don't be afraid to take a risk on a RB2 out there. You know, your RB2s, you know, if your guy goes down, this guy's going to pop up. Some guys that you maybe don't know if they're going to be great in the later rounds of your best ball drafts, throw them out there. Throw a dart at them. Take a chance on them. Those RB2s sometimes surprise you. I mean, was it 2 years ago? Cordarrelle Patterson was the RB2, and then he just blew up. So
yeah, took off, took over.
Three picks. What are you liking on the tight ends, buddy? It's not – you got Hayden Hurst over here playing for Carolina now.
Yeah, I don't hate the Hayden Hurst pick. I think he's being slept on just a little bit. We got Michael Mayer out there. You know, the only thing that scares me with Michael Mayer is what I've heard with Jimmy Garoppolo and his contract and everything like that. I mean, that's been a pretty serious situation. Have you heard about that? He had the foot surgery, and now he's got a clause in his contract that if he doesn't pass his next physical, they can just wipe the contract and he won't even be on the team.
Oh, no, I did not know that. Holy crap.
Yeah, so that's scary for me, you know, with Michael Mayer. Now that news has come out, I mean, who's going to be the quarterback for the Raiders, you know? Tom Brady? I don't know.
It's not happening. Tommy Boy has retired a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and he's going to stay that way. I mean, that's last time I talked to him. That's what he told you. Yeah.
He lied to your ass.
I went ahead and took Juwan Johnson to get another.
Yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it because I really think Taysom Hill is just not going to be involved near as much. I think last year was his kind of his year to shine, and I think at this point he's kind of being pushed to the wayside.
Well, he did have his moments. I will say that.
So Taysom Hill was amazing for best ball last year.
yeah, for sure. We got six wide receivers. We're in the 14th round. We're up in seven picks. Honestly, I'd love to grab at least one more wide receiver, one more running back. And what do you think? A quarterback or a tight end here?
Let's see what we're working with. I mean, I would look at the quarterbacks. I mean, still kind of got some guys out there. CJ Stroud, we could have another stack with our tight end. And you're constantly highlighting Baker Mayfield, which is hilarious.
One pick away.
Let's
look at the wide receivers. Let's see who's up here. Rashid Shaheed.
We already got three New Orleans players. Yeah. A couple Green Bay players.
Oh, Hunter Renfro, Darius Slayton, he has his games, I guess. Bobby Trees hanging out at the very bottom with
his Terrence Marshall Jr.
And Allen Robinson.
No, go home.
We're going. Devonta Parker. What do you think?
Scroll back.
Rashid. Oh, we already got him. Curtis Samuel. He could have a couple.
I do like Curtis Samuel. And I also like CJ Stroud.
Yeah, as a quarterback. We missed it. We got Tyquan Thornton.
Okay. I mean, at least it ain't New Orleans or Green Bay player. That was my Biggest
new,
hate.
It's a New England guy. It's a New England wide receiver. So,
well, somebody's got to do something at New England, and Tyquan Thornton is going to be that man.
Yeah, yeah. So let's kind of see where we're at here. We've got two quarterbacks, four running backs, seven wide receivers, two tight ends. We're rocking Josh Allen and Jordan Love in the quarterback room. Our running backs are Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, Jamal, he got Hart, Williams, Devin Singletary, and then our wide receivers, we got A.J. Brown, D-Hop, D.J. Moore, Gabe Davis, Michael Thomas, Romeo Doubs, Tyquan Thornton, and then tight ends, we got Dalton Schultz and Jawan Johnson.
I like it.
I like it too. I don't hate this team at all. I would have loved to have, you know, did the best ball mania with this team. You know, the big grand prize. Underdog is actually given like regular season awards and like bunch of money for people. So I'm going to be hitting these best ball tournaments pretty hard this year, man. And I'm gonna join a couple big ones.
No doubt.
Quarterback, I think it's time for that.
I agree with you.
Kenny Pickett. We got old Matt Jones, Desmond Ridder, Jimmy G, Ryan Tannehill, Will Jay Levis.
Stroud is off the board. I don't know if that's worth the shot.
It's not.
Mike White. I don't hate outside Tom Brady. Of, you know, Tua getting his injuries.
Tom Brady's still on here.
I kind of would rather have a quarterback that is starting in the NFL.
Listen, we have got Josh Allen and we got Jordan Love. So we just have a third guy that can just fill in on those weeks where they just happen to, you know, not do great. Yeah, so what do you think? Colt McCoy is a, I don't know if Kyler comes back. I'm just thinking,
I don't know if Kyler's ever coming back, to be honest, but
he is. He's coming back.
That's neither here nor there.
He's coming back. So honestly, I'd say probably a Mac Jones who could
stack
have
him with Tyquan Thornton, baby. Let's do it.
Oh, triple stack. I like Jimmy G too, though.
I'm worried he's not going to pass his physical.
Could be released without penalty. That was a month ago,
bro.
Yeah. That's we're on the clock. Mac Jones then?
Mac Jones it is. Mac Jones is guaranteed going
to
be there.
It says making case to remain starter.
There you go. He going to be there.
Yeah, he'll be there, but will he freaking start? I guess.
Got to make his case.
We're going to find out. Please, Mr. Belichick, please. I got this.
I promise you, Daddy, I'll do better.
You could call me Tom like you did in my rookie season. 16th round, 12 picks.
We got two rounds left.
Yep. We got a total of two left.
What are we looking at with our team? We got
three quarterbacks, four running backs, seven wide receivers, and two tight ends.
So we need to take another running back and then our last pick tight end.
I like it. Let's see what the running backs are looking like here.
Chuba Hubbard. Miles Sanders gets hurt. Miles Sanders doesn't get hurt.
What's old Chase Brown doing?
Chase Brown from downtown.
Downtown Chase Brown. Cordero Patterson's still there.
Still out there.
That's our guy.
Ain't got no notes on him.
Nothing. Oh, wait. Will play versatile role in 2023.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's our dude. I think that's our fifth pick, man.
Yeah, bro.
Daddy Cordero Patterson.
Or
Baker Mayfield is not on this list.
Darius Bradwell, running back from I've never heard of him. He's way down here.
I thought you were going Baker Mayfield.
No. Not today, sir. Not today.
I like old Cordero.
I do too. I hope he's hanging out there with us. Let's have a backup plan because we're telling folks to have a backup plan. If Cordero is not there, which I'm pretty sure he will be in four picks, who do you like, buddy?
I mean, Joshua Kelly. Jeff, I like Wilson Chuba. Jr.? Let's see here.
Jeff Wilson?
Jr.? I do like Jeff Wilson.
I mean, if Dalvin goes over there.
Dalvin, so, you know, I mean. Dalvin says he's healthy and ready to go. You know, he's missed several games the past couple of years. I mean, Zamir White, though, he's had a role on the Raiders.
Not really. spends rookie season behind Jacobs. Last year, 17
Jacobs
attempts.
Is holding out, dog.
Look, last year, 17 attempts for 70 yards. That's what Zamir White did.
Right, but they were both in the same game, I think.
Volatile.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, Zamir. I think Patterson's the
most. Yeah, I agree with you completely. We're just trying to have a backup plan, dog. And a backup plan for our backup plan. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, fair. Yes, sir. I do.
Let's see. Chuba Hubbard goes, figures.
Chase Brown did go.
Chase Brown and Cordarrelle Patterson.
The versatile man himself. Everybody's afraid of him because of you know, I guess he's kind of the third guy. I think they'll probably use him as a kick returner. Maybe use him as a, you know, just running out the backfield, catching balls, which is something you need, something you'd like. And for best ball, I mean, guaranteed Cordarrelle Patterson has two or three games this year where everybody's like, whoa, dude balled out. And that's exactly what you want for best ball, man.
And Jeff Wilson goes right after.
Mm-hmm. So apparently his backup plan was there, too.
All right, let's look at tight ends. That's where we're at. Tyler Conklin, Isaiah Likely behind Mark Andrews, who has still gotten some work here and there. What does that say? High volume week 18? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Huge volume in week 18.
I like it a lot.
Hey, you remember in week 18 when he had that huge volume?
Touchdown Hunter Henry, still out there.
Yeah. Has new competition for targets.
They always do.
So I think Tyler Conklin, he's a New York Jet, man.
Man, I bailed on Tyler Conklin. But you're right. With Rodgers coming in, that might help him. But he let me down so many times last year.
Yeah, he did. He did. But you know how – Aaron Rodgers
– Logan Thomas, is he still hurt?
Probably. Most likely. Held to 16 yards in finale 6 months ago.
Sad deal.
Zach Ertz.
Hey, Zach Ertz.
No return timeline yet. Zach Ertz.
My heart a little bit.
Oh, we got Daniel Austin Hooper. Foster Moreau. Alberto still hanging out. All right, dude. I'm thinking...
I like Likely, and I like Henry, and I like...
Tonyan?
No, I don't like Tonyan.
I like Daniel Bellinger.
I like Bellinger.
We'll develop behind Waller. Oh, they got Waller now, so I don't like him anymore.
Disley is going to get a couple touchdowns.
Participating during minicamp.
I mean, he's going to get, you know, two or three touchdowns on the year.
Yeah.
And they might be two in one game. We deep in them.
Yeah, we are. Talking about guys that I ain't talked about in a minute.
Uzoma down there.
I know, dude. He's a Jet, too, but...
Behind Conklin.
Limps off practice field 19 days ago. That's sad, not a good time. Jonnu Smith? He plays for Atlanta now.
Yeah. Atlanta runs the ball. They don't throw it.
Yeah.
And besides, he's got Kyle Pitts.
We're on the clock, bro. We got on the clock. And we got 7 seconds. Likely?
I like Likely.
Okay,
a likely suspect.
Likely.
Mark Andrews goes down. If he doesn't, Likely will have some good weeks.
Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. Let's see how it turned out. Guys, don't forget to like the video. Subscribe to the channel. We're doing mock drafts, best ball, half PPR, super flex, any and everything here on the Fourth and Flex. If you put in the comment section, if you got a, let us know what kind of mock draft you'd like to see us do next. We'll go at it. You can even join the mock draft. We'll figure it out. So we picked at the 7th spot in this best ball draft. We ended up with 3 quarterbacks, 5 running backs, 7 wide receivers, and 3 tight ends. I like it, buddy.
I like it a lot.
I do too. We got Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Mac Jones. We got Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook. We got AJ Brown, the D Hop. We got a triple stack in this piece.
Triple stack.
Our tight ends are a little weak. If I had to kind of grade our team a little bit,
true,
I would say that.
True, but Dalton Schultz is going to carry us for most of the year. Mm-hmm. And then those other guys are going to step in when they go crazy. Juwan Johnson's going to have his game here and there. Mm-hmm. But consistently, we're going to have Dalton Schultz, and that's all right.
That is all right.
I can dig it.
I can dig it as well. I can dig it as well. Hey, that was fun, buddy.
That was a lot of fun. And let me tell you what I learned from that. Mm. Repetitiveness is great.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's what you said.
Run it back. Repetition.
Yeah. Is
great. Same word, different grammar.
Whatever, whatever. Guys, listen, if you want to have a little help figuring out your team with the waiver wires, your starting sick questions, our Patreon has officially launched. Go to patreon.com/fourthandflex. We've got a Discord channel now. Just put in Discord, Fourth and Flex. We will pop up. You can join it in. We've got a premium section just for our Patreon members. We'll get on calls. We'll answer questions. We are going to get you where you need to be. And guys, as always, in the description, we got some merch going on over there, man. We got shirts. We got hats. I'm thinking about putting that repetition is good on a shirt, man. If you want it, it's going to be there. It's going to be there. Trey, final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, man. Every time we do a draft, I feel that much more closer to the NFL season. I get that much more excited. I start hearing names like CJ Uzoma, and I get excited, man. I'm ready for this year. This is going to be a great year for fantasy and a great year for Fourth and Flex.
You are darn right, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.